PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words bobble and souvenir.
It's Saturday morning, and TJ Botsford is up early.
Looking good. Now to add that trademark Word Girl smile. The one that says, look out, evil villains. I'm about to defeat you and build your vocabulary at the same time.
TJ, what are you making there?
Oh, I'm finishing my first ever Word Girl bobblehead. Watch. All you do is tap it.
Oh, look at that! Oh, wow! Oh, here we go!
Dad, can I have that back? Dad, the paint is wet. Dad.
I could do this all day, but I won't!
Dad?
Just one more tap.
Dad!
Bobble, bobble, bobble.
Dad! Oh. Well, I've got you here. You know what our backyard could use? A brand new swing set.
But TJ, you already have a swing set.
Aw, but it's so small. I want the Uber swing.
Oh, looks fun. How much does it cost? Whoa! That's a lot of money.
Too much money?
I'm afraid so. You know, if you really want the Uber swing, you can always raise that money yourself. When I was your age, I had a lemonade stand.
Dad, you can't swing on a lemonade stand. Besides, I'm allergic to lemons. What else could I sell?
Well, it would have to be something people wanted. Something you were good at making.
I'll try to think of something while I finish making this awesome homemade Word Girl bobblehead doll. Huggy, initiate secret plan number 552. Choo!
Later, across town...
Huggy, initiate secret plan number 552! Hey there, big guy! Now, Huggy!
Say, neat Word Girl doll friend. How much you want for it, Chief?
You really want to buy it?
Yeah, buddy. It'll be a great souvenir after the battle we just saw, bro.
Souvenir? It's not for sale.
I'll give you $5, pal.
Sold!
I want one, too. If only there was a place to buy those. Like a lemonade stand, but instead of selling lemonade, it sold these amazing bobblehead dolls.
I just had the best idea ever.
The next day, back at the house, or should I say, the assembly line.
All right, keep it moving, people. Enough lollygagging. Johnson, more dolls.
More dolls! Right away, boss!
Dad, did you bring the... Oh, hey, Becky. Back to work, gang. It's just Becky.
Back to work, gang!
What is going on?
I'm going to sell my Word Girl bobblehead dolls wherever Word Girl is fighting crime.
I'm back from the paint store!
Wait, you're going to sell these dolls at Word Girl's battles?
Everybody who saw Word Girl fight the energy monster wanted a bobblehead to remind them of the event.
You mean they wanted a souvenir, a keepsake or memento to remind them of something fun they did or something they saw, like getting a t-shirt on vacation, then like...
Yeah, I don't have time for definitions, Becky. I'm in charge of a soon-to-be-very-successful souvenir business.
But how do you expect to know when and where Word Girl will be fighting crime? Even she doesn't know.
Nobody knows Word Girl better than me. I'm her biggest fan. Look, tomorrow is free sandwich day at the park, sponsored by the city police department. And if Chuck shows up, Word Girl will be there to stop him.
Oh, please. You really think Chuck is going to steal sandwiches, which are already free, with a bunch of police officers around?
Yeah, don't you?
The next day, at the free sandwich giveaway, TJ's booth is open for business.
No sign of Chuck. Looks like you guessed wrong. Bummer!
Hey, my friend!
Hey! There he is!
Oh, Chuck, you've got to be kidding me.
Let's sell some souvenirs!
Word girl, it's like you knew I'd be here or something.
Of course I knew you'd be here. Anybody could have guessed it.
My sister couldn't guess it.
Not now, citizen. Really, Chuck? Stealing free sandwiches?
I know, but they said I could only have one, and I wanted a lot more than one. So I figured, why not do what I do and steal them?
You do realize you're surrounded.
Yeah. Lucky I brought my crusher for a speedy getaway.
Attention Word Girl fans. Want to remember this day forever? Then step right up and get your Word Girl souvenir. Come get your Word Girl souvenirs.
I want one, man.
I'll take five.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. Here you go, Dad.
Whoa, this is a lot of money, TJ.
Don't bobble it, Dad.
I'm trying not to, but there's so much of it.
You know, brother, these souvenirs would be even better if Word Girl signed them, brother.
All right, Word Girl, can you sign my bobblehead doll?
Yeah, mine too, cuz.
Word Girl,
can you just sign this?
Can I borrow a pen?
I'm actually in the middle of a battle right now. Do you mind?
Isn't it neat how the head bobbles back and forth, compadre?
Really bad time, you guys.
Bye-bye, Word Girl! Yeah!
Oh, we've got to put a stop to TJ's new business.
Later, back at the Botsfords.
Come on, you guys, faster! We need to manufacture 100 more bobbleheads before Word Girl's next fight! Dad, don't pre-bobble the merchandise.
Boss, I need a bathroom break.
Fine, but make it snappy.
Right, make it snappy.
Okay, TJ. Word Girl thinks your souvenir sales are a major distraction at her battles. She wants you to stop.
How would you know what Word Girl wants? I think I proved that I'm the Word Girl expert around here, and I plan to keep selling my bobblehead dolls.
But don't you see they're getting in the way? Word Girl lost the fight with Chuck, and all because your customers wouldn't leave her alone.
Becky, I can't stop selling them now. I've almost made enough money to buy the Uber Swing.
Okay, what if I talk to Word Girl and she promised to make a special appearance sometime when she's not, you know, fighting crime?
No can do. Our focus group research showed that people are much more likely to buy souvenirs when they've just seen Word Girl in action.
Oh, man.
The next afternoon, say, where are you headed?
We're on our way to the City Museum. Dr. Two Brains is trying to steal a giant slab of cheese from the new Gargantuan Gorgonzola exhibit. I don't think we'll have to worry about TJ showing up this time with his silly souvenirs. There's no way he could have predicted. You have got to be kidding me. Okay, we need to stop this once and for all. You guys need to go somewhere else before Dr. Two Brains shows up.
I think it's too late.
Okay, Dr. Two Brains, hand over wait, aren't you here stealing a giant slab of cheese?
Of course I'm here stealing cheese. Get a load of this. This setting is for shrinking, and this setting is for turning things into goop, and this setting is for enlarging. Oh, it's a 3-in-1 time-saving miracle.
Wait, I don't follow. Where's the cheese?
I'm getting to it. You're a busy supervillain on the go. How do you do it? Well, first, I set the combo ray to goop and melted the museum security system. Then I set it to shrink to make the cheese small enough to carry. Ta-da! Isn't that cute? And when I get back to my lair, I'll simply switch the combo ray back to enlarge and restore the cheese back to its original size.
Pretty clever, Two Brains, but you forgot the part where we send you off to jail. Let's get him, Huggy.
Yeah! I have enough for the Uber Swing! Woo! It's up here! No, it's not. Just kidding.
Hey, bobbleheads.
Hello? We're in the middle of a battle here.
Aw, but I want a souvenir.
Now is not the time. Hey, careful! What are you trying to do, bobble the combo ray? Okay, let me guess. Neither of you knows what the word bobble means.
Quick time out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, to bobble something means to juggle it back and forth, like when you lose your grip and struggle to hold on. Understand?
No bobbling!
No!
You let go!
No, you let go!
You let go!
No, you let go!
Oh, you should be easy to defeat now, tiny word girl. Come here.
Huggy, help me out here!
Gotcha! Huh? Oh, that's delightful. Wait a minute. Which one is the real word girl? Is it you? No. Here you are. Word girls everywhere. It's like they're laughing at me. Laughing and bobbling and bobbling and laughing. I have to get out of here. Make them stop. Make them stop.
Gotcha.
But I had a brilliant plan.
Aw, TJ. Now, I don't usually like to go around using villains' weapons, but just this once...
Wow! Thanks, Word Girl.
Now, I'm gonna need something in return.
Anything.
No more selling souvenirs at my battles. It's really distracting.
I promise.
Careful, Huggy. Don't bobble it. Oh.
And so, with the combo ray safely back in Word Girl's hands...
This thing is nothing but trouble.
I'm so keeping this.
And with TJ discovering a new souvenir, all is well.
Are you okay, Huggy? Your head is bobbling.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is... As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is strenuous. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Give it a shot.
Strenuous means requiring great energy or effort. In that last clip, it must have been very strenuous for the Whammer to pull those huge trucks.
That's correct! And speaking of great energy or effort, 10,486, 10,487...
What are you doing?
Bicep curls. I've got my reunion this weekend at Game Show Host University, and I want my old girlfriend, Belle Stunning, to see I'm still in awesome shape. 10,490.
And you can't work out after work?
Nope. I spend all my free time combing my hair. Anyway, congratulations, Tommy! You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Word Girl weight bench! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I have a word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words exceptional and metal. It's a typical day in the city. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and the villains are groaning. Word Girl, for being such an exceptional superhero, I'd like to present you with this key to the city. You are truly the best.
Word Girl.
Do you really have to meddle in this ceremony?
Yes, I do. Because there's clearly been some mistake. That key should be mine.
Why is that?
Because I'm Victoria Best, and I'm the best at everything.
You tell them, darling. That's our daughter. I'm Mr. Best. This is my wife, Mrs. Best.
As you can see, we're the bests.
We really are.
Victoria, we've been over this. Nobody can be the best at everything.
Maybe you can, but she can.
Show them, Victoria.
Now hang on just a minute. I got this key for being the best superhero. Victoria, you are not a superhero.
Well, she could be if she wanted to.
Yeah, I totally could.
It's not that easy.
Well, for our Victoria, I'm sure it will be. Isn't that right, Victoria? Vicky? Mommy's talking.
Sure, yeah. Easy peasy. But how exactly am I going to become a superhero?
Put your mind to it.
Duh. Put my mind to it.
Well, good luck with that. I'm just gonna go take my key and, bye!
Anyway, later that afternoon, at the bank...
All right, everyone, listen up. I'm gonna rob this bank. But before I do, I'm gonna show you this amazing rope trick.
Wow, that music. It's so beautiful.
Put my mind to it.
Everybody, snap out of it! Voila! I captured the criminal!
Oh.
What?
Word Girl didn't do it. I did. And that makes me the best superhero. I'm the best!
I know, thank you. Yes, well, I'm the best.
You sure are, because only the best superhero could capture a brilliant criminal like me. Am I right? Oh.
Everybody, hold on a minute. Victoria didn't stop the criminal. All she did was meddle in my crime fighting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then let me explain. When you meddle, you get in the way of things that other people are doing. Right now, you are in my way.
No, you are in my way. That's because I'm the one who saved the day. I'm the best!
You guys don't actually believe her, do you?
And now, Victoria, for being such an exceptional superhero, I'd like to present you with a key to the city.
Oh, thank you so much. Honestly, well, I mean, what can I say? I'm the best! I guess that's what I can say.
Word Girl, would you mind giving back the one that I gave you?
Mr. Mayor, this is all a trick. Victoria didn't save the day, I did.
Somebody's jealous.
Word Girl, everyone saw what Victoria did. They said she did an exceptional job.
Exceptional. That means to be unusually good at something.
Hey, I'm the one who defines the words around here.
Not anymore.
Ugh!
Sorry, Word Girl, but the city has a new superhero. In fact, we have the best.
You sure do.
Huggy, let's go. It seems we're not wanted here anymore.
Oh, that's not true.
Really?
We still need you to give the key back.
Gosh!
You said I couldn't be a superhero.
Ha! I can't believe everyone thinks Victoria's a superhero. She doesn't even have superpowers. Well, yeah, Victoria's quite exceptional at playing the recorder, but she can't fly and she doesn't have super strength. If she had to fight a villain on her own, I don't think she'd be able to do it. That's it! The next time a villain attacks the city, we won't meddle or interfere. We'll just have to let Victoria try and save the day on her own. Well, I know it could lead to trouble, but this is the only way we can show everyone the truth.
And then I woke up and I said, all right, I'll be the best superhero in the entire world.
Oh, hi, Victoria. What's going on here?
Hi, Becky. I'm just doing what I always do, being the best.
Right.
I'm the best. And now I even have the best sidekick. Meet my gorilla, General Smoochington.
General Smoochington?
I named him that because he's better than Captain Huggy Face in every way. You see, a general is better than a captain, and smooches are way better than hugs. It makes total sense. And I'm the best at determining that.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
There you are!
Who, me?
Whammer heard you're the best superhero!
I'm the best, yeah.
Well, I'm the best supervillain. See if you can handle this.
Let's see if Victoria can save the day without Word Girl there to help her. Oh, Victoria, are you hiding from the Whammer?
No, I'm just,
Victoria, you better come and get me before the whole city feels the power of my Whammer.
Victoria, I don't mean to meddle, but don't you think you should go stop the Whammer? That's what a superhero would do, and, well, you are a superhero, aren't you?
Well, but, oh...
Victoria, why are you dawdling?
You're supposed to be saving the day, dear. Go ahead and save it already.
Yes, Victoria. Go!
Come on, General Smoochington. It's time for me to save the day. Hey! Hey, you! You better watch out, mister!
Watch out for what?
Me? Because I'm, the best? I'm the best?
Well, I'm the best at whammy. Watch! Wham! 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 Wham!
Well, I know who can stop you. General, go stop the Whammer! I said, go stop the Whammer!
Now go on, Victoria.
Victoria, this is a serious matter.
What's going on? Oh, no! I'm too nervous to play!
And now you're gonna listen to the sweet music of the Whammer's Wham Quarter. Wham, 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 wham! Wham, 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 wham! Wham, 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 wham!
Somebody help me!
You're supposed to be helping us!
But I'm not a real superhero! I'm a regular person! I'm the best person, but I'm not a superhero!
You're not? Then what are we going to do?
Don't worry! Victoria may not be a superhero, but I am!
Word Girl! You're here!
Oh!
Come on, Huggy! Let's show everyone what real superheroes do!
Word Girl, I'm sorry I didn't believe you. I hope you'll forgive me.
It's okay, Mr. Mayor. I'm just glad that Victoria learned a valuable lesson.
I sure did. Next time, I'm going to get a better sidekick.
No, Victoria. The lesson is that you shouldn't meddle in other people's business. Luckily, everything worked out okay in the end.
Says you, we just learned that our daughter isn't really a superhero. And it's a real blow.
Now, hang on a minute. Victoria may be an exceptional girl, but that doesn't mean she can just become a superhero.
Well, you're a superhero.
Did your parents enroll you in a special school?
Is there some sort of tutor we can hire to teach Victoria how to fly?
Yes, to fly.
You're missing the point. Instead of worrying about what Victoria can't do, you should be celebrating her for all the exceptional things she can do.
Well, you know one thing I'd like to see Victoria do.
Yes?
I'd like to see you give the key to the city back to Word Girl.
Do I have to?
Does she have to?
Yes.
Thank you, Victoria.
And thank you, Word Girl, for being so exceptional. You really are the best superhero there is. The best.
Well, if I can't be the best superhero, I guess I'll have to focus on being the best supervillain. The best! The best! Ha! Ha!
Ha! Well, I'm still the best narrator. So, if I may meddle in your TV viewing, let me just remind you to please tune in next time for another exceptional episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome,
and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Tommy, you correctly defined the word strenuous. Ready to play the bonus round?
Absolutely.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for strenuous. Give it a shot, Tommy.
I'm going to go with number one. Mr. Big's secretary is carrying a lot of boxes, and it looks really strenuous.
That's correct, which means you're our... Show him what he's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl train! See you next time on...
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word out!